it down. Smell sweet honeysuckle all around.
Now it's time for us to focus in on some of the material that has been hot this week in the world of News Talk Radio with our weekly visit from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of the Talkers.com. This is a big business, ladies and gentlemen. I give you a really big deal. Michael Harrison. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the news talk television world, all of the bits and pieces. You're a big deal. I'm trying
It's too bad this is only radio because they can't see how I'm being hoisted into the studio on a crane with my boa and my wings.
Right. There's imagery for you that we all want to make sure we get.
It's like, you know, with smoke and lights. Sort of like the entrance of the wrestling. Here we go.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da. Yes. Right. And now the $64,000 question is, what was the number one story this past week? The topics, the hot hits, if you will, the charts, the information for this past week, the week of January 27th to the 31st. Michael is here to run through them.
Okay, let me do it. I'm here.
Yes, you're there.
Let me do it.
All right.
Can I start?
You're welcome to start. Help yourself, yes.
Okay. At number 10, we have the Super Bowl run-up, and it's tied with Olympics controversies. Are there ever not Olympics controversies? Remember, if it wasn't for controversies, I don't know if there'd be the Olympics.
People wouldn't even pay attention to the Olympics.
Yeah. Justin Bieber's legal woes, and that's tied with the Grammy Awards at number 9. So we got sports, and we've got entertainment, we've got celebrity gossip. And then at number 8, we get into some serious stuff, the U.S.-Afghanistan relations. Number 7, the financial markets activity. Number 6, the NSA spying scandal. Number 5, a topic I think we're going to live with for the next couple of years at least, and maybe for the next couple of decades. Who knows? Hillary in 2016. And number 4, extreme winter weather. At number 3, immigration legislation. At number 2, Obamacare criticism. And number 1, of course, I mean, this is a no-brainer, and I do want to talk to you about it. The State of the Union address is the number 1. Quickly looking at the people survey for this past week on news talk radio stations, such as the ones the folks are listening to right now. At number 10, Peyton Manning tied with Richard Sherman. For those who don't know, there are a couple of football players. At number 9, Justin Bieber, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. In case people don't know, they're musicians. At number 8, Hamid Karzai. John Kerry at 7, Edward Snowden at 6. Number 5, Ted Cruz. Number 4, Chris Christie. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, the partner up there behind the president with Joe Biden, John Boehner, and Barack Obama at number 1. I love watching the three of them up there. The two guys on the back are absolutely sitting there going, I have to sit here for an hour and 20 minutes and be careful of every muscle on my face.
Right, sitting there frowning, knowing that they've heard the same gobbledygook over and over and over again. Is that what you wanted to talk about? You said you wanted time to talk about the State of the Union.
I found the coverage of the thing to be childlike. It was on CNN. I was not thrilled with how they covered it.
Mm-hmm. Childlike or childish in what way?
They were just yakking. I want to watch what's going on without necessarily talking over it.
Yeah,
there's too much. And come on, these are major issues. I don't need somebody's opinion who's either a has-been or a, you know, anyway, whatever. I'm not criticizing just CNN. They all do it, but CNN was the one I was watching. It happened to be on what I watched. I found the president signing autographs on his way out to be extremely interesting aspect of how we no longer know the difference between celebrity and serious state functions. That to me blew my mind.
Well, I think this guy has such an overinflated feeling about his own relevance or self-importance. He's to be mocked because he doesn't really he doesn't deserve to have anything other than mocking attention. I don't find it disrespectful. I don't feel like I'm being disrespectful. I don't think the guy has earned a place in history, frankly, that this is his only way of getting recognition. He's so, whatever it's his insecurity, whatever it is.
President of the United States, for crying out loud. What does he think he is? The governor of New Jersey?
Well, of some pop, maybe he thinks he's Jay-Z or one of these guys.
Right, he's only the president. Gee, he's not. He's not. You know, who? Alexander the Great. I mean, come on. You know, but I mean, in other words, you think that he overplays even being president? Huh?
I have, it's been very difficult for me through the years. When he first was running, I said to everybody who listened to me, this guy is a $3 bill. There is nothing about his body language. There's nothing about his expression. There's nothing about his presentation or his presence that breeds either confidence or integrity. And that I said when he first showed up on the scene. I remember meeting him when he was running against Nancy Skinner, or Nancy Skinner, who had been a part of this program for 2 or 3 years. She ran for the Senate. Remember that in Illinois?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And she ran against Obama. And Obama handily won. But I remember when I was helping her a little bit run at the beginning, meeting a couple of the candidates and thinking, what is this guy? Who is he? When he walked into the room or you were around him, it was so obvious everything was about him. It was all about him. And it tested the fact that the news media is so enveloped him, and when you compare him and the experience that Hillary Clinton had and all the other things, there was just nothing that was even comparable, close to being comparable, in what the two of them brought to the table, and yet he, for whatever the reason, breaks through and wins. I've been around, I mean, I've spent a lot more time around Hillary Clinton than I have around Obama, and I don't mean that to sound like somebody who's there's a credibility factor in having spent some time with Mrs. Clinton. I just found her, I've always found her to be someone, whether you like her policy, I didn't like the health care, the policies and politics that I didn't care for, but as far as her being someone that has integrity and a work ethic, she's far superior to any president that we've had, maybe since her husband. I was certainly far superior to George Bush. I'm off on a toot now doing a talk show, but excuse me.
You are doing a toot, and I just had breakfast. It's great. when am I back on?
Go ahead.
Let me just finish chewing these sausages. Okay.
All right, okay.
No, I mean, it's interesting what you're saying. It's very interesting what you're saying. I'm listening to you. I find it interesting. I think that Obama is a president, and I'm not a fan of politicians. I think, I've been looking back at presidents. You know who's a pretty credible guy looking back as I get older? I hope I get wiser. This is crazy. John F. Kennedy is looking better and better.
Terrific.
In terms of what he said, his body language, and his angles on things.
Yep.
And I didn't care for him when I was younger.
Neither did I. The more you give credence to what he did and how he was a terrific president. He really was. And his father, LBJ, was one of the worst.
Worse by the day. Gets
awful.
Worse by the day.
Awful.
As you look at it. But the point I'm bringing up is, it's kind of hard to know how a president will be perceived historically when you're still in the contemporary days of their presidency.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I'm thinking as you're talking about Obama. It'd be interesting if we could come back 100 years from now and see how history treats him. It quite often is very different than the people of the time.
Well, also, and history gets rewritten, and what really happened oftentimes doesn't show up in print. That happens.
Boy, is that ever true?
Right.
And that's another thing I've learned over the years as I've hopefully gotten wiser, is that there's no empirical truth about history. We grew up in an era where they taught us history as though it were facts. You know, I mean, yep. You know, the ultimate lie that we learned in our era was Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Right. Isn't that great?
That's the mother of all historical
and we have lies. And we have a holiday to honor this cur who brought nothing but horror to the Americas. Let's talk about that in a second. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're discussing some of the hot hits of this past week conversationally on News Talk Radio around the country.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
We're on the Doug Steffen Pathway to Understanding the Events of the World with Michael Harrison, who's here from Talkers.com at Talkers Magazine, the other way around, actually, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Every day you should check out, if you're a fan of the format, you want to know what's going on with your favorite hosts and the ideas and topics that are being presented, you watch every day as things change at Talkers.com. Michael and I continue with our conversation in a few moments here.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour, Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen as we review what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television, the so-called new media. Do they call it they, whoever they are? Is there a reference to the new media anymore? I don't think it's called that per se, is it?
Well, we don't call it the New Media Seminar anymore because we were the first to call it a New Media Seminar, and it's there's nothing new about New Media.
No, but it's not New Media anymore. It's all digital, and I mean, it's all part of what people take into account when it comes to their listening habits. They're looking for the things that used to be on the radio exclusively and now are on the radio, and they could be on various digital
mechanisms. It's still new media. I mean, there was once a time when smoke signals was new media. There's always new media.
Mm-hmm.
But the term new media doesn't apply the same way within our inner industrial conversation as it did, because we're no longer telling people, hey, get with it, build a website. We're moved down the road a piece in terms of...
Websites are even passé. People will tell you websites are passé, or Facebook is passé, or Twitter is passé.
Well, that's the point. The wheel keeps turning, but you can't build an artistic scene on quicksand. So sometimes we have to maintain the viability of some of these chapters in media evolution so we can build businesses and platforms on them. Otherwise, there'll be nothing but advertisements for new smartphones and no shows, no media, no business, no networks, no organization. And that's the challenge we face inside the industry, trying to keep the thing on enough solid ground so that culture can develop around these things, as opposed to it just being one computer electronics show. And that's where we're at.
All right. So issue-wise this week, there are a couple of things other than the State of the Union. We were going off on Obama and that sort of thing. Is it me or are we being reactionary? You and I are both kids about the same age. So we remember back. I got off on the air talking about a big storm that affected most of Europe during late January 1953, far worse than anything that we have seen in this country so far this winter, and far worse than Sandy, far worse than anything we've seen for a long time, actually. And yet we've allowed ourselves to get into this fear mode, or into this mode where the news media seems to control what we're thinking. We're not individuals anymore. We've all become wimps. And we at the first sign of anything, look at all of the stories that were built around those kids who were in school buses caught in the Atlanta 2-inch snowstorm. I mean, this kind of stuff, it seems to me, is so self-defeating. Am I on the right page? And that become a topic of conversation in and of itself anywhere other than with me?
Well, you're covering a swath of conversations, from the politicization of natural disasters to the sensationalism of human interest stories. So yeah, politics and science don't go very well together because it becomes a lie, and human interest stories become sensational for reality. And we have a journalism problem in this country, we have a political problem in this country, and we might have a weather problem, but we're not sure because the politicians and the journalists have used it for their own exploitation.
But should we be using the term extreme? When we find ourselves looking often for new superlatives because the old ones have been so abused.
Yeah, well, extreme, you know, mega, awesome, super, these are all things that are the tools of a hyped up world, a world of hype. But the fact is, weather has always been extreme. The world has always been a dangerous place. And ironically, a case could be made that people are living longer and healthier and safer today than ever before in human history. Yeah. And yet most people feel these are the most dangerous of times. And maybe both are true because we're schizophrenic. We really have a lot of mental issues living condition. As members of this species.
Yeah, right. That's a way of looking at it. All right, Michael, thank you as usual for your comments. Michael Harrison, check out dailytalkers.com. He's responsible for the list, the charts that we have every week here.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu. Like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef. Or the chili shrimp bao, our new Asian-inspired sliders. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a continuing overview of what's gone on. Sometimes it's fun to listen to what's going on in other circumstances, that is, other talk radio programs, and thus the review not only of the charts for the week with the folks from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, but also the essence of what other talk radio hosts, news talk television people are saying about some of the issues. And we all know the President's State of the Union address was the big item this past week. So let's listen to a conversation that Tim Conway Jr., yes, he is the son of the comedian Tim Conway, does a talk radio show in Los Angeles. He and Aaron Bender talk about what they thought was pretty outrageous regarding the State of the Union address this past week.
My low light was these low lifes, these guys sitting there. And I'm not talking about just the president. I'm talking about these guys in general.
Politicians.
But they had a Marine there, or a guy who has served 10 deployments.
Yeah, that's
10
that's
terms
obscene.
In either Afghanistan or Iraq. I think it's Afghanistan. He was there 10 different times. That's outrageous. And then everybody is shocked that he was injured and his life was almost ended there in Afghanistan. Well, a couple of things. One, nobody in the military should be asked to go anywhere 10 times. Maybe he volunteered for it.
By the way,
that's possible.
But to your point, the deployments are well in excess of what was originally promised.
Oh, absolutely.
To us.
Absolutely.
So even if he did volunteer, let's take this guy out of the equation.
Right.
There are guys being asked, guys and women, being asked to serve multiple deployments well in excess of what they bargained for.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he gets injured, he comes back, he's had a ton of surgeries, and he can barely speak, he can barely stand, his dad's there helping him, and it seems like a very tight-knit family. And then they say, isn't it great that he's come so far and we've got to really support our military? Then both the Republicans and the Democrats, the independents, everybody gets up and they applaud for what seemed like ever. It was probably about 3 minutes, and yep, that's a long standing ovation. Here's why I hate that. This is the same crew that tried to reduce their benefits 2 months ago in Congress and in the Senate. And then they turn around on national TV and use this guy and applaud it like they're pro-military.
Absolutely right. Both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, treat these vets horribly. They send them to war.
They pay them practically nothing.
Talk about how they're so rah-rah, as you say, they wrap themselves in the flag and the military particularly, and then when they come home...
And look at the jobs they're asked to do. They're asked to go to a foreign country where they don't speak the language, they don't know the culture very well, and they got to pick out the good guys and the bad guys? I can't do that here in Westwood. I can't go down Westwood and pick out who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. They've got to go to another world and do that, where a lot of guys, the only thing that's on their mind is killing Americans. And they'll do it even if they have to kill themselves. It's an impossible job. We pay them practically nothing, and then we try to take their benefits from them. And then when it serves our purpose, we have them, one of the guys who is really injured on TV, and stand up and applaud him for 3 minutes.
This is one of the most annoying realities in my world of having these sorts of discussions on the air. It sends me into the ozone, listening to Tim talk about this out there and use these guys as a backdrop for their own careers, and they're right. Both Republicans and Democrats do it, and then behind the scenes they're cutting their benefits. There was an overview, and I can't remember where I saw it this week, Richie. It may have been on public television, story of how veterans benefit. There has been an event. No, it was on the CNN. Anderson Cooper. Now I remember where I saw it. An investigation as to why the Veterans Department and Veterans Affairs and the Veterans Hospitals have been so slow and responding to the needs of all these soldiers that are coming back. They profiled a fellow who had some kind of, I think it was either lymphoma or colon cancer or something like that, and he's waited months to be even seen because they can't get him in the hospital. These people should be taken out and shot. I'm talking about the people who are running these phony BSers from the top all the way to this guy Shashikara or whatever his name is, some general in the Army who became the Director of Veterans Affairs for who knows what reason, what qualifies him. But these guys are getting shafted left and right, and these phonies in Washington keep using their backdrop. If I were one of these guys, I'd spit in their face. That's how badly they're being treated. I wouldn't say, oh, sure, we'll show up so we can be used as a prop for your campaigns. Get lost. That sounds pretty strident to me, but this really annoys me. All right, let's go to host Frank Beckman now, talking to Jay Timmons, who's the CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, about his take on the state of the union with regard to the minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera.
The big focus for the president was on government involvement in all sorts of businesses and in trying to drive up the minimum wage and lift workers' salaries even higher. What was your reaction to all of this?
Well, you know, State of the Union speeches have become just kind of a laundry list or a wish list of presidents, and that's really unfortunate. The president called for a year of action, and you know, from a manufacturing perspective, we want this to be a year of growth. We really appreciate the president's focus specifically on manufacturing and the recognition that a strong manufacturing economy means a strong nation economically. But quite honestly, the prescriptions that he outlined probably, they won't accomplish that goal.
Where is the disconnect? In the minds of business owners and those who do the hiring and who are successful, where does the president not get it?
Well, you know, I think it's always tempting for a chief executive, whether it's a president or a governor or others who give these major addresses, to just kind of focus on populist political points. And that was clearly the case in many of the things that the president said last night. But where the disconnect is, your specific question is not recognizing that it's already 20% more expensive to manufacture in this country than it is anywhere else in the rest of the world. And that's after you take out the cost of labor. So don't even talk about the labor costs that he was attempting to address. it's taxes, it's regulation, and energy costs. Those three things really drive the cost of manufacturing, and those are the things that we need to focus on in a way that enhances investment and job creation rather than deters it.
But wait, he said that we're seeing energy costs go down already.
Well, I will. So that is the one area where I think you got to give credit where credit's due. Energy costs have come down. It's largely due to the expansion of natural gas exploration and development. I think the concern that all consumers should have, and manufacturers use a third of the nation's energy supply, so we have a great concern, is that the regulatory agenda that the president outlined will drive up the cost of energy. So there's a disconnect there with what is happening. On one hand, with what he would like to accomplish on the regulatory front with greenhouse gas regulation and ozone regulation, that would drive up the cost of energy and therefore make it more expensive, again, to manufacture here and drive away investment and jobs.
All right, so there's that, the essence of, again, understanding what's going on from the point of view of those who may be indirectly involved. What a great question to ask. Would you be supportive of the increase in wages if you knew that what you have in that basket was going to cost you more? Oh, no, not me. 888-302-3684. Okay, coming up, more on the State of the Union. That's next year as Doug Steffen continues with the overview, helping you understand what the big issues of the week are here.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You want it to go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All right, Doug Steffen here, continuing with our overview of some of the hot hits this past week conversationally. State of the Union certainly on the top of that heap. Here's host Jason Rantz talking to Congressman Derek Kilmer of Washington about the president's comments that 2014 was a year of action and he planned on getting things done with or without Congress.
This idea that the president is going to, as much as he possibly can, go around the Congress in order to get some of his ideas done, to get some of his programs passed. Congressman Kilmer, you are in that system that he may circumvent. What's your response?
Well, you know, I think you've seen over the last year, from the sequester cuts to the government shutdown to threatening the full faith and credit of the United States, congressional inaction has caused a lot of problems. For folks all around the country and certainly for folks in our state. I don't think we can let that be the status quo anymore. Ideally, I think both parties in Congress should work together. In my view, the boat moves best when all oars are in the water rowing in the same direction. And I think what you've seen in recent years is the oars out of the water focusing on beating each other over the heads. And I think that gig ought to be up. And I'm part of a group, here in Congress that's called the Problem Solvers Caucus, and part of a group called the Bipartisan Working Group that's trying to actually figure out, rather than focusing on fighting over things that members of Congress disagree on, trying to figure out where we can kind of find common ground and make progress on things where we can actually work together. And that's my hope, is that you could actually see, and we saw in December Congress come together and pass a budget in a bipartisan fashion. I hope that can be a blueprint for future bipartisan collaboration, specifically on helping small businesses and moving our economy forward. And I think that's the ideal approach.
All right, now let's turn our attention now to the other side. Here is Megyn Kelly talking to Senator Ted Cruz about his problems with the president's State of the Union address.
Your thoughts on the president's planned year of action?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there was very little action there that was actually responsive to what the American people are feeling and what they're experiencing. If you listen to what he said tonight, he didn't say a single word that acknowledged that the Obama economic policies have resulted in the lowest labor force participation since 1978. Millions of Americans have lost his jobs because of the Obama economic policies, and sadly, tonight, he redoubled on
so much
people who are struggling the most to achieve the American dream.
Sorry about that, Senator. We lost you for one second. I want to ask you about the president and what specifically he talked about, how, government's role in our lives. Because he said that what people want, a year of action, that's what most Americans want, for all of us in this chamber to focus on their lives and their hopes and their aspirations. I had Glenn Beck on the program last week who said that's exactly what Americans do not want. They want government out of their lives. They don't want government focused on their hopes or their aspirations.
Well, you know, we've had an awful lot of government focused on the lives of the American people, spying on our cell phones, on our emails, whether it's the NSA or Consumer Finance Protection Bureau or HHS or the IRS. And you're right. A lot of Americans would like the government to butt out, but even more importantly, would like the government to stop putting massive regulations, massive taxes that are killing small businesses and killing jobs. Obamacare is the biggest job killer in the country. You know, it was striking, Megyn, tonight throughout an hour-plus-long speech. The president didn't say a single word to the over 5 million Americans who've had their health insurance canceled because of Obamacare. He left them in the cold. If he thinks Americans want action, what they'd like is for the federal government to stop taking away their health insurance, taking away their jobs, forcing them into part-time work. And sadly, he provided no relief whatsoever on those grounds.
Senator Ted Cruz. All right. So let's spend a few minutes or a few seconds listening to a couple of talk radio callers and what you had to say about the president's State of the Union.
I think it's just more the same old rhetoric. You know, he's very good at NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, as far as making people believe, oh, it's so wonderful. And on the surface, he's a good speaker, no doubt. But the Democrats that I know are just about fed up with this guy because their lifestyle isn't changing. They're working more hours and having less of a better comfort zone. I'm a roughneck for a living, and I'm having a hard time finding work in Texas in the oil field right now, even though it's booming. It's just quite sad. If he would have talked about bringing back Glass-Steagall and getting rid of the derivative debt, I would be the first one to champion him.
Wonder how nosy McGlass-Steagall what that bill was all about. Good conversation, good input. Thank you, 51 After, on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us in a minute for an update on a lot of the medical news that's taken place in the last two, three, 4 days. In the meantime, one of the world's biggest sporting events, we're still talking about that. The New York metro area had a lot of fun with it over the weekend. But there was another big sporting event where fans from all over the world were welcomed with a very special surprise. Here's Brian Osich on the details.
Only the lucky ticket holders attended the big game, but thanks to the NFL and GMC, hundreds of thousands of fans experienced a free football festival never seen before in New York City. Head of Consumer Affairs for GM, James Bell.
Well, as if New York wasn't a carnival enough, GMC has done something just unprecedented. Basically, we've taken over 10 blocks of Times Square area and done something called the Super Bowl Boulevard, engineered by GMC.
New York Giants linebacker Mark Herzlich was on hand to support the Characters Unite program, which focuses on social issues affecting the lives of many of our nation's youths.
They teamed up with GMC to create an experience for kids who are going through something in their life, such as bullying. And that's what this Characters Unite is about, making kids feel empowered, making them feel like they can be included, and giving them a positive outlook on their future.
For more information, go to charactersunite.com. That's Newsbreak from GMC.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to go over some of the important medical news of the week. A lot of people are talking, Ken, about this cruise ship that had 700 people ill on it. Is this Legionnaire's disease? Is this the same thing? This wasn't even Royal Caribbean is highly touted, and not like Carnival, where you seem to get sick when you walk on the ship. What is it that keeps these? Why is it just because they're isolated at sea? Why would there be so many problems like this on a ship like this?
Well, this is all about a bug called norovirus, a virus, and nearly 700 crew and passengers, they fell ill abroad. The Explorer of the Seas, it's the highest number, Doug, of sick people reported on any cruise ship in two decades. Norovirus, it can be transmitted easily person to person. I don't mean to be too vulgar, but it's via the fecal oral viral route, and I don't know if I need to be any more explicit, and it spreads through the airborne droplets also. When someone vomits, they just aerosolize the virus, and then you breathe it in, and you've got it immediately. It can be spread through the food, water, and contaminated environmental surfaces. You just touch where somebody just threw up around, and you've got it. The onset of symptoms with norovirus is typically abrupt, and it often includes vomiting and diarrhea. Fever is present in approximately half of patients.
Ooh.
Wash your hands. Don't become crazy, but keeping your hands clean, keeping your hands out of your mouth, especially after you go to the bathroom, is the way to keep away from this. And if anybody is throwing up with this, you want to stay away, because they're just sending millions of these viruses into the air. You breathe it, you got it.
All right. UCLA and their research department have a warning out about testosterone therapy. And what I want to do is make sure that we qualify this sort of therapy is usually prescribed versus the thing that we talk about with products like PT9, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. And this is going to change the way we approach testosterone replacement, but this is about actually using the prescription testosterone products or the supplements that are high in testosterone. And this is out of the Public Library of Science Journal, PLOS1, just this week, that men with heart disease double their risk of heart attack soon after they start using testosterone gels or other supplements. And also testosterone doubles the risk in men over 65 with or without heart disease. And again, this is out of UCLA this week.
Well, so how much more potent is the prescription than the things you take to feed your prostate? There's not really testosterone, not much testosterone in those products, is it?
Correct. And doctors have been increasingly prescribing testosterone for men to increase their sex drive, to give them more energy, and to improve their muscles. And I think you need to have a conversation with the doctor, if you're on it, about whether the risk of taking it is worse than the risk of not taking it.
All right. Then avocado at lunchtime is very, very good for you, right?
I'd love to get a good idea recipe for this one. This is out of Nutrition Journal this week, that adding a half of a fresh avocado to lunch helped healthy, overweight people feel fuller and reduce their desire to eat between meals. So avocados, maybe you'll put the recipe of the week up there.
Just cut some tomato up, a lot of olive oil, some salt and pepper.
Ooh.
A little avocado tomato salad. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
I want to lunch.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronos here with us on Good Day.
This portion of Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ken Kronos. This cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one. So should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.